I can't go out. I'm sick.
Boo, you whore.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Outgoing Without Going Out. We are back, both here together. Thank you, Lexi, for doing an episode last week. It was a crazy busy week, and our schedules, like, did not line up at all.
You are so welcome. I know the people just want to hear the boys anyways, so we had a nice Q&A with Sean, and that went up this week. Yes. No, I was thinking it went up today, but today's Wednesday. That I have, like, literally no concept of time this week at all, so that's great. Oh, look at you with your trendy Stanley Cup. When'd you get that?
It was a gift.
Oh, fancy. Okay, well, yeah, since you've been gone, let's catch up. This week we wanted to do just a little, you know, an episode about things that we've had enough of. We're just going to complain. We let you guys vent on the Instagram story box that we put up. We're going to read your complaints and chat about them. And Gabby brought up this idea and I was like, you know what? Amazing. Always love event sessions. So why don't
There's just been things lately where I'm like, you know what? Let's just talk about the things that we are done putting up with, because I feel like I just have just been curating my list. So that's what we're going to be talking about later. But before we get into that, I will catch you up, because obviously I wasn't here last week, but I had a weekend in Orlando for All Out, and I only had Senior 2 there. So I had so much downtime. I was so bored all weekend. I drove up Friday during the day, and I'm a passenger princess all the time.
Yes.
But the very rare occasions where I have to drive, I want to drive alone. I do not want anyone else in the car. I don't want to have to worry about, do they like the music I'm playing? Oh, if I want to listen to a podcast, do they want to listen to it? I don't want to have to worry about them worrying about my driving. Like, if I'm driving, I want nobody in the car. So I drove myself. Drive there wasn't bad at all. I feel like I left at, honestly, like, the perfect time. It was pretty smooth sailing. And I drove straight to Qdoba.
Of course.
Because that's always, like, my first spot in Orlando. Although someone DM'd me and said they had one in Pembroke Pines, which I looked on the Qdoba locations and it doesn't exist. But when you look at the maps, it does exist. So I'm very confused, because if any of them were correct, I would think it would be the Qdoba website.
Interesting.
And it's obviously not. So can't confirm nor deny. Have never been to it in person, but probably will try to soon so I can let you know. But after that, I went straight to Top Gun Orlando. We had a practice there. But even, like, after all that, which practice was really, really fun. It was, like, Senior 2 and Yoso together, and they had a blast. The energy was great. But I was done with practice at 7 on Friday. I did not even have to meet with my team until 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. I had a full 24 hours. I could have driven back home, slept in my own bed, and, like, drove back.
I mean,
I don't like driving that much, so I wouldn't have. But, like, I had so much time. So I was like, do I be adventurous? Like, do I go to, I love the mall in Orlando. It's, like, one of the nicest malls ever. I'm like, do I do that? I don't even know what I'd buy. Probably nothing. I'd get so bored. But, like, what could I possibly do? Maybe I'll go to the pool and read. But then my hotel was, like, just infested with cheerleaders. And I was like, I just feel like on the occasion that someone would ask me for a picture, I don't want to be on a coaching weekend just, like, in a bikini at the pool. Just, you know, just some boundaries that I feel like probably would have been blurred that I didn't want them to be. So I decided against that. So I ended up just being basically like a spectator more than I even was a coach. Luckily, there was a lot of really good teams at All Out. So I got to see a lot of really good cheerleading. But I was at the competition just like all day, basically like twiddling my thumbs. But thank God for the good cheerleading to watch and the coach's hospitality room that had food and a masseuse on deck, because
incredible.
That was, yeah, but something that I should have put on my list that I didn't is when you get a massage and they just like just barely get to the knot and then just stop or like don't dig in enough. Like, my shoulders hurt so bad from carrying the backpack all weekend, and it wasn't even that heavy, but just after a while, just anything I feel like on that part of your shoulders just like starts to hurt. So she asked me like what I really wanted her to focus on, or what, like, what I needed her for, basically. And it wasn't, like, a flat, full-on, like, massage bed. It was just, like, one of those, you know, like, you're sitting up still. So I told her, I was like, my shoulders honestly just hurt from carrying around my book bag all day. And she would, like, just rub, and then, like, I know she would feel the knot. And then that was it. There was no more like, oh, let me get this knot out. Like, she would just kind of know it's there and then moved on to the next spot. And I was like, oh, she didn't really do that much of a difference. But it was still, it was so relaxing to just like get to sit there and just like eyes closed, not worry about anything. And she was just, I guess, rubbing my shoulders more than anything.
We have a massage on Sunday and I've been looking forward to it since a week ago when we scheduled it.
Very nice. But then, yeah, so the coach's room had some food. I will say they only have food at certain times, which is very hard to make happen when you're a coach because you could be missing the entire lunch or dinner session by the time you, like, meet your team and go to warm-ups and compete and all of that. But we had a pasta bar one night, which by pasta bar it was you got one choice of a noodle, one choice of a sauce, and a meatball. Hey, but it did the job. Bad. It had to do that, that's for sure. But, yeah, the team that I was coaching didn't have the best weekend, so that is unfortunate, but you live and you learn. And then I made it back home Sunday night pretty late, like just before midnight, I think. And ever since then, it's just been, like, trying to get back into routine of the week. I took Monday off of going to the gym because I just woke up exhausted, and I was like, I don't want to, like, start dreading the gym if I'm forcing myself to go when I really, really don't want to. So went yesterday, and then between the last few days, I've had the most, like, influencer privilege week ever, and it's not normal for me, but, like, I feel like this is what, like, New York influencers feel like. But for one thing, I have this card called, it's called, like, On the House, and content creators, you can apply to it. Like, I randomly heard about it on TikTok, and I applied to it.
You have to live in card. Miami, New York, or LA.
Miami, yeah. It's a credit card that they send you. And they have, like, a list of businesses you can choose to. And instead of paying, you just swipe the card. Like, you have a weekly allowance of a pretty substantial amount of money that you can just use at any of these places. And they have, like, restaurants, gyms. Like, there's a plastic surgeon on there now. Like, a makeup artist, a photographer. Like, it ranges. But we went to go get sushi for lunch. And the restaurant was on, like, the website that I could use. And it was just the craziest thing. To be honest, at the end of it, somehow our waitress ended up handing me a $20 bill. I'm not sure how I, like, if I get that I didn't use my full allotted bill, but, like, I was like, you're not paying me to come to your restaurant. So I left it obviously as, like, an additional tip on top back for her. I hope she, like, kept it. I was so confused. I thought she was gonna, she, like, bring back, like, you know, the normal, like, black envelope. No, what's it called? Like, the bill thing. And it was closed, and she put it down on the table, and I thought it was just going to be the receipt, and it was a literal $20 bill, and I was like, what? Anyway, so that happened, and then today I got invited to go to the Opali showroom, which is just an invite-only store in Miami Beach where I could just come in and basically pick what I wanted off the rack and just take it. But
you can't just go in and shop? Like, what's its purpose?
No, it's literally just for influencers. It's a showroom. So, like, I don't know how many times you can go. You can go every so often, and like, you just schedule an appointment and
interesting
show up and just get to pick clothes. Yeah, I don't really understand because it has to be an expensive rent. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
It's right. It was like a block away from Miami Beach. I don't know. Maybe, I don't think they do it, like, all year round. Maybe just for certain times of the year. No idea. But, and then the reason I went to that is because I have a Galentine's brunch with them tomorrow. So, like, they invited me to come pick an outfit for.
Do you know anyone that's going? So.
No clue at all, and I'm very stressed out, but we got to tackle our fears. Exposure therapy. Just got to go places alone and hope for the best.
Is that all you got for me?
That's it, though. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, all of a sudden, I have this very weird sore throat, and I think it's just because it's been in the 40s in the morning.
Yeah.
When I wake up. So it doesn't necessarily hurt. It just constantly feels like there's phlegm. Like, I just...
Yes, mine has been like that for, like, almost 2 weeks now. And it's not to the point where I feel like I'm sick. It's just annoying.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really irritating me, actually, today. So I made homemade chicken tortilla soup today. I made, like, a high-protein version.
Nice.
Because my throat was hurting. But it took me, like... a really long time to make, but that's okay. Did you watch Vanderpump Rules last night? It started back up.
Not yet. We're watching it tonight because it wasn't on Peacock until this morning.
Yeah, it's the day after that. Yeah, it comes a busy up morning. I don't know how I feel about it. It seems a little staged, like the conversations, and a little overproduced. So I'm not thrilled about that, but I don't know.
Did you listen to Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz on the Vile Files?
I can't. I know myself. I cannot. I can't listen to him speak. He drives me insane. So no, if you want to give me some highlights, feel free.
I'm talking about that more later on, so we'll get into that. Mm.
Okay, great. Yeah, because I will not listen to it. I can't. Yeah, I've just been working, been loving creating healthy, like, whole food recipes that are so good. If you are trying to get more protein in your diet, Barilla brand Protein Plus Pasta has such good, wholesome ingredients. Like, it doesn't have any preservatives, fillers. Like, it's all whole food ingredients, and you get a couple extra grams of protein per serving. So, like, for me, who loves pasta, like, that is a huge benefit. That, I've been doing chicken sausage and Rao's homemade sauce, because it's also, again, has really good ingredients and nothing that's gonna like make you feel like crap. So good. And I gotta say, I think the Ninja Creami is worth it, especially if you're ice cream people. Really? Like me and Sean.
Well, yeah,
we make it every single day. Like, I'm looking forward to that. I am trying a new recipe tonight that I haven't tried before. I froze milk with I just randomly saw it at Publix. It's like this Chobani cookies and cream yogurt drink. So I froze that as the base, and I'm going to put Oreos in it and try to do like a homemade cookies and cream. So we'll see about that. My plans for the rest of the week and this weekend, Sean works this weekend. And so my plan for Saturday is to try on every item of clothing that I own, take it out of the drawer or take it off the hanger, try it on. If it doesn't fit me or if I don't feel good in it, it's going. It's going. Mm-hmm. I just need to get rid of stuff. I'll talk about that a little bit more later as well, but I just can't handle it anymore. And book-wise, I finished The Maid's Diary. It was really good. You need to read that when you're done with Iron Flame. It's just like a little thriller book, okay, but it's really good. Okay. How far are you in Iron Flame?
Maybe halfway.
Okay. Yes, The Maid's Diary by Lorith Ann White. It was really good. And then I just started... A couple of you guys recommended this Colleen Hoover book. It's called Too Late. Apparently, it's like not quite Verity, but it's not just like her normal romance book. So I'm going to try and give it a shot. So far, there's been no thrillerness to it. So I don't really know where that's going to go. So I don't know, but I'm going to give it a shot and I will keep you updated as I read it. But honestly, that's about all I got. I'm rocking black nails. I saw your nails. They're very cute. Very not the same as me, but.
Cute. Just don't look up close. She had a really hard time with the hearts.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't had the time or guts to try the poly gel yet, but it's coming. I'm going to try it.
That's going to be a
journey.
A long process, I feel like. Yeah. Like just a learning curve.
Yeah. So we'll get to that at some point when I have a lot of time. But that's about it. So why don't we hop into our favorite? What you got?
My favorite is the YSL Beauty Mascara. Really? I don't think they have more than one. I think it's literally just a mascara. I don't think it's a specific kind. But for the longest time, I used the Maybelline The Falsies Lash Lift Mascara. I don't know if mine is just like dried out. I feel like it's not empty, but it just has not been hitting the same at all. So I was like, okay, let me try another mascara that I just have around. And I normally like the waterproof one just because I feel like if it's not, it just, like, I yawn a lot or whatever and my eyes get watery and then I feel like it's all over my face. But, so I was a little bit worried with trying this one, but I feel like it, I really like the way it looked on my eyelashes. I didn't have any problems with it smearing or, like, ending up all over my face. And it comes off really easy, which is a big plus, so.
Have you tried a...
I like it.
Have you tried a tubing mascara before?
No, I still haven't yet. And I think I have one.
Okay.
But I haven't tried it yet.
Okay, well, you gotta.
I think I have a Tarte. Tarte has one?
Maybe. I think we maybe got one in a package.
That's what I was thinking.
I use the Thrive.
I haven't tried it yet, though.
I use the Thrive Cosmetics one. And I like it a lot because I just...
But I don't rinse my face. Like, I makeup wipe it. So, that's the only thing that... Because isn't tubing, you're supposed to, like... It, like, comes off with water? In a literal tube down your face?
I mean, yes, but like so easily.
Okay.
So I feel like that wouldn't really be an issue for you, I don't think. I'm not sure. I personally like it because it's so easy to come off.
I'll have to try it.
And it also, like, stays. I don't know. I don't really get how it works, to be honest with you. I don't get how it can be, like, great to take off, but also, like, not budge. But it comes off with water, but it's also waterproof. It's a very confusing concept to me. But my favorite is the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And I just kept seeing all these people talking about the most recent season that just aired and the drama. And I was like, okay, the only Real Housewives that I've watched, like, from start to finish is New Jersey. I've tried Miami. I couldn't get into it. I tried Beverly Hills. Couldn't get into it. But Salt Lake City, one, first of all, there's only four seasons. Very digestible. I can do that. And the first season started in, like, 2019, 2020, 2021. So it's like, I don't have to go back that far in time. And I really like the people on it. Like, they're very interesting. And also, like, the Mormon culture aspect of it is very interesting. I was just going
to say, do you get that?
Some of it. In Utah? Yeah. And I just, I don't know. I really like it. So I'm on season two. So I'm not, like, fully caught up yet. But I'm really enjoying that. That's been, like, what I've been watching constantly. So
we still haven't gotten into a new show.
You gotta watch The Traitors season one.
Well, on The Vile Files, I think they were talking about the newest season.
I haven't seen it yet.
See, I feel like I would like that better because it's more current people.
Well, but the problem, like, is it's on weekly.
Love Island, or
like, I like to wait till it's out, I think. But
yeah, true.
All right, well, why don't we hop into things that we have had enough of, and then we'll read should we read what they've had enough of first? Which one?
Let's do ours, okay. And then we'll go into theirs.
We can go back and forth.
My first one is Chuck Bass getting married to anyone but me or Leighton Meester. It just doesn't seem fair or right. What? Like, he just got engaged.
Oh, to who?
So, like, that, exactly.
But, like, no, has a name.
Well, he also has a name that's not Chuck Bass, but Ed Westwick.
Is she famous?
Did he post about it? I mean, yeah, she got 13.6 million on Instagram. Said she's an actress. Oh, she's a mom.
What's her name?
But I am Amy Jackson on Instagram.
Okay, so Amy Jackson.
Wait, okay, is that, maybe that's not.
Yes, that's her.
Wait.
It's Ed Westwick's fiance, okay, yeah, Amy Jackson.
Yes.
She's British. I mean, she's pretty.
It just doesn't seem fair that him and Leighton didn't end up together.
I mean, to be fair, she probably also doesn't want to marry him, so.
Probably, but you know how, like, great of a story that would be?
I mean, yeah, it would. This girl kind of looks familiar. Are there any?
I mean, like, I feel like Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds didn't even really start as.
So I know that there's.
They're one of the only, like, very successful.
No. John Krasinski.
Couples that have been in movies together.
John Krasinski and his wife are in The Quiet Place together as husband and wife.
Okay. Like, Adam Sandler now has his wife and stuff.
I mean, they were always in movies together, but not, like, as the main character love but interest. But
there's never been any, like,
of those. Yes, there has. Marnie from Halloween Town and Calabar's son are married in real life.
Actually?
Yes.
I did not know that. That might be the only one.
One of my co-residents today told me that Ned from Ned's Declassified and the girl in the show are together.
Oh my God. They all started a podcast called Ned's Declassified Podcast Survival Guide, I think.
Oh God.
I just heard it as an ad on another podcast I was listening to. And I'm just curious.
Did you see they're bringing Wizards of Waverly Place back?
Kind of. I haven't done a deep dive into it. I don't know what it's going to be or what's happening. But I've heard about it.
Yeah, I don't know either. Not sure.
Okay, that was my first one. That was, like, my most unserious one, but go.
Things I've had enough of is my home feed. It doesn't even show me people I want to see. It shows me random things. It shows me ads. I've been on my Explore page way more often than not. Granted, I haven't been scrolling that much, but if I'm going to go on social media, I'm going on my Explore page, especially on Instagram.
Do you not do the snooze suggested post for 30 days every 30 days?
No, I've never seen that button.
Okay, well, yeah, that's there. And then you only get people you follow.
You don't get ads?
I don't think so.
I'll have to try that. I didn't know that existed. But I've been loving the Explore page. It shows me what I like, but with people that I don't follow. So it helps me find things that otherwise I would be too lazy to see. So I don't know. To me, I've had enough of.
I just, like, when is Instagram gonna understand that, like, we just want basic Instagram back? And it's, like, not hard to make us happy.
Because they make money from the companies that don't want basic Instagram back. But I
feel like...
You know what's the most frustrating feature? Is when an ad comes up when you're scrolling through stories and it's actually an ad you want. And then if you close it, you can't get the ad back. That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That's a dumb feature on their part. If I want to go back to the ad, I can't.
Very true.
Stupid. Anyways, go ahead and continue.
My next one is that nail salons charge for every little thing.
And that is why we Story do time. Our own nails.
So I go, and the other thing, which, so I kind of did a story time on TikTok, and everyone else is like, also, why are my nails a different price every single time I go, even if I get the same thing? Like, there's no consistent pricing. There's no just, like, menu for nails anymore. And so I went to go get these nice little Valentine's nails. And first I showed the design, and she was like, okay, the design will be $30, which already I was like, I've done way more intricate designs that I feel like
the same place $30 that you go normally?
Yes. Yes, but I go as a walk-in, so, like, I have different people, but that shouldn't matter because I'm going to the same place every single time. Like, I feel like there should be set prices.
That's how I feel about a lot of service-based things, though, and that's what stresses me out. Hair, nails, it's the sticker shock of the surprise. You don't know what you're going to pay until you're done, and that, for me, I'm doing everything myself.
And the obligation of tipping, too, because this is the other thing. Like, I obviously always tip, but I've always wondered, like, they act like... sometimes that tips are the only money that they get. And I'm like, I know that's not the case. Like, what is the breakdown of my final price?
I want an itemized receipt.
Basically,
please.
Basically every comment says, it's obviously different everywhere, but it's basically 40% for the nail tech, 60% for, like, the store. And I'm like, well, that's still a decent amount that she's getting off my nails every time on top of the tip. But same with hair. Like, the lady I went to the other day had her, it was just, she's in, like, a cubicle. There's, like, a whole... what was it even called? I don't remember what the building... it's like in a mall. It's like a storefront. And within the storefront is just all cubicles of different...
Sola,
like,
Salons by chance?
Yes.
Yes, we have them here, and that's what it is. People rent out their own space. There's, like, eyebrows, makeup, hair. Yes.
Right, everything like that. Like, Botox, just, like, pet nails, like, all these little cubicles that they can do. So she's her own boss,
pretty much. She just pays rent for her studio space inside it.
Yes, but I'm like... so you're getting everything that I've paid for my hair, which is already expensive. But then it's like, I feel like I'm obligated to also tip. And it's just like, it's the service industry is weird. But I never want to not tip because I get it. But it's just a confusing thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to my nail tech. So $30 for the design. I was like, obviously, whatever. I'm not going to fight you on that. But I feel like that's not accurate. I feel like I've done more intricate designs. 30 seems like a lot for a little hard on every nail.
You should have held off until you were here. You could have got them done cheaper.
But I couldn't because of where, like, the event tomorrow. I just wanted to have them done. So then that was that. And then I always get dip as my base. And the thing about dip is between layer, like, 2 to 3, or, like, after the final coat is on, it could be a drastic color change. Like, depending on how many layers you build upon it and whatever. So she had, like, the pink nude base color out. And so she's doing it. And then she's going on layer, like, 3, 4, a lot. And normally they end up, whenever it's, like, a nude color, they do white over top as the final base. They do, like, white as a base coat, white as a final. She didn't do that at all. And by the time she was done with my base coat, my nails were, like, bright, bright pink and not nude at all. So I was like, I know I'm going to hate myself if I don't speak up and say something
right
now.
I'm proud of you. What did you say?
I was like, is there any way we can just do, like, one coat of, like, a white gel over top just to dilute the pink? And she goes... first of all, like, wasn't willing to do that right away, which is odd because I was like, these are just a lot more pink than the picture I showed. I literally said that. And she was like, we can, but, like, $15. I said, oh, what you're not going to do is that. And I was so nice about it. Like, the Karen did not come out. I was like, really? Like, even though this doesn't match the picture I showed and, like, I specifically showed you this picture, it's, like, it's more of a nude base, if anything, like, a little bit more white. Like, can we just dilute the pink? And then she, like, took a minute and was like, okay, I won't charge for that. I'm like, well, yeah, you better not. One, I'm asking for one coat of a gel polish. Like, if you were to put, like, a dollop on anywhere, like, that is the amount of gel polish that it probably took to do one coat on all these nails. Two, I've had multiple people at that salon do a coat of a gel polish after they do a nude base because sometimes it's not, like, opaque enough. free of charge. Three, you messed up. And she was really, like, that's why I was like, how much is she making off my final cost of a nail that she's trying to upcharge me $15 right now to correct her mistake?
This interaction that you had is the sole reason, besides I like doing it, that I do my own nails.
I just, like, I can't, but I hate, like, going to a nail salon has literally turned into a chore.
You
love the way my nails look after. I hate going and sitting
there. Drive over here and I'll get good at doing
it. Well, everyone keeps saying I need to find a private nail tech, and I would absolutely love that. But, like, how do I find that? Instagram. It's not just, like, a business I can look on maps.
Instagram. Always.
But what? But how? I guess I could just put up, like, a story, like, does anyone know of anyone? But
yeah.
I don't know how to just search that.
I'm not sure. I can help you look, though. They sometimes come up on mine in different areas, so.
Well, let me know. But anyway, I've had enough with nail salons and their prices.
I do think it's, like, it's one of the most awkward things ever, though, to go and get something done and not know the price until the end. Like, the couple hair salons I've tried in Florida, like, I had absolutely no idea, like, what it was going to cost.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
So I just ordered hair scissors. Literally, like, the thinning ones and the regular ones and sharpeners and combs. And I'm literally going to be doing my own hair for the rest of my life, I think. So unless there's anything, like, drastic I'm going to do, I'm going to start giving myself trims. I'm going to, like, just teach myself because, yeah, the stress of that. Like, at least if it gets messed up, guess what? I did it. Like, it was free and I can't complain about anything but myself. So, yeah. I don't know. I saw a video on TikTok of a girl whose boyfriend got out, like, the laser level to do a straight cut in the back. I was like, Sean, do you have one of those? Because I will legitimately let you do that to me.
I know. Justin just asked me today if he thinks I can, like, line up his beard underneath. And I was like, I mean, I'm a perfectionist. So I was like, I think I could even do your haircut. Because I would not stop until it's, like, all the way blended through.
I'm not going, like, to lie. Men's, like, haircuts are kind of difficult. But
I don't think I want to. But I don't think, like, I feel like I could make it work if I really had to.
Maybe. I mean, that's the whole thing, is once my hair is, like, long enough that I can see it to cut myself, it's game over. I'm not paying for it because it's so hard when you don't find a consistent person that you trust. Like, in Buffalo, I had no issues whatsoever. But, like, down here, it's so expensive. And, like, I haven't seen anything that I'm like, oh, that's worth the money down here. You know, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. The next thing I've had enough of is hot peppers, and let me explain. It's not eating them. I love eating them. But the last couple HelloFresh meals that had peppers in them, and then today with the chicken tortilla soup, I have washed my hands 10 times today alone since then making that soup. My hand skin is burning as we speak.
Oh, still.
My skin, my eyes, my mouth. Mm-hmm. Everything is burning. I've had enough. And they're not even, like, that hot of peppers. Like, I eat them and I'm fine. But why is my skin burning? Why are my eyes burning? And it's, like, 4 days. Like, I have washed my hands with soap scrubbing 3 times and then washed them without super scrubbing, like, 6 more times. And I can still, like, my skin is literally burning right now on my fingers. Like, I don't understand what's going on.
I mean, I went to cut a lemon today, and that's another thing, is I realized how much the nail tech yesterday cut my fingers open because they were burning from the lemon juice.
Mm. Yeah, so I don't know what's happening. I don't know what the deal is with pepper juice just, like, clinging to my skin and never coming off. But I've experienced it so much this week that, like, that immediately came to my mind when I was making this list. And I was like, I'm done.
The next thing that I've definitely complained about before, but I will continue complaining about, is buying a house in this economy.
Buying a house in this economy, also in your area.
Yeah.
That's the problem. But,
like, even everywhere, though, like, had I been born in any other time period, I feel like this would have been such an enjoyable, like, obviously there still would have been some ups and downs, but I feel like it would have been a smooth sailing process. I feel like I would have been able to find a house easily. Like, why is this the worst possible time ever in, like, the history of the housing market? And it just so happens to be the perfect timing for me to buy a house. Like, I've had enough. I'm fed up. Why does the timing happen like this?
Supposedly, it's supposed to be getting better at some point here soon.
But that's all speculation. And then when I ask people, they're like, yeah, there's no answers. Like, no one can tell you when or, like. But Why can't we, like, as America, just be like,
I have really bad news for you, though.
You need to go down.
The area that you live is only going to keep getting more expensive. I read that, like, Miami is.
See, but then I would be fine with that. Because then if I'm buying a house,
yes,
I'll at least have a good investment on it.
But for what you're buying is not, and it's oversaturated. So it's not like you have space to get a larger home for that amount. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yes, but it's like, that's not even the case, though, because then it's like, will it hold its value if it's this much right now? It's not like, oh, you're guaranteed to, like, make more off of it when you sell it.
No, I'm telling you right now, the houses that you've sent me recently will not be worth that much forever.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
So, that exactly. Like,
this is my last-ditch effort. Move over here. Please.
No. Not anytime soon. We cannot do that.
But you're telling me it's possible at some point.
Not for many, many, many years.
But at some point. Maybe.
Like, maybe when we retire.
Oh, no. Screw that. Whatever. Okay, the next.
Maybe if I just keep selling on TikTok Shop, I can go live over
Please,
there.
Please. You cannot tell me you don't enjoy it when you come over here.
I talked about this. Whatever.
It makes me like, want to vomit, first of all.
So I said, I was like, oh, the commission on this is like three something. If I post about it and sell two of them, I make my money back. Let's just say I sold way more than two of them, and I had no expectations of that happening, and it was the most mind-blowing thing ever. That video blew up because TikTok is obviously putting me, like, the algorithm is working in my favor because I'm using their, what's it called? What are those things called? It's like I'm using their little, obviously, like, the TikTok Shop thing. Like, I'm promoting the app. So they boosted my content like crazy, and it was the most unreal thing, the amount of money that I've made off of one sweater. And it's not even that, like, that money's coming from the people who bought it. It's coming from, like, the company that I sold them thousands and thousands of sweaters from. So, like, you're welcome, whoever company that is. But also, thank you for the commission I made. Because it was mind-blowing.
I still need to figure that out. I don't really understand.
My other package just got delivered today.
What do you mean?
I got a few. Because they sent me, like, a $50 coupon. Of, like, samples. So I was like, well, let me see what I can get. It's going to be free. So I haven't unboxed it yet. But
yeah, you keep saying, like, oh, they're going to send you a coupon. I get these, like, weird $100 coupons, but it's not like.
There's always a first-time buyer 40% off. I don't know how you don't have that.
I don't have that, and I don't have free shipping. That's the main thing. If I had free shipping, I would get something. But I don't have free shipping. So I don't know. You'll have to show me maybe where I can find that. But anywho. The next one on my list is uncomfortable clothes. And this is what I was talking about as far as, like, I am too old to wear something. I don't care how cute it looks. If I am uncomfortable and I want to rip it off, I'm not wearing it. So that's why I'm going to try everything on and get rid of stuff. Because, like, I am, like, 20 times happier of a human being if I am comfortable in what I am wearing.
You know what I realized the other day that, like, I've never had a thought like this before about this thing, but I was like, why as a society, when it comes to, like, women dressing nice, why do we have to wear heels? Like, obviously you don't have to, but, like, let's be honest. The flats are not, like, who decided that, like, the dressy shoes have to be heels? Why can't we make cuter flats?
Because the reason that is because I believe men think that women's legs look better in heels, and that's what did the whole thing. But well, do I agree with that? No, because I wear flats all the time.
Yeah, they well, but I'm saying, like, when you, like, if you're wearing a dress, like, you're wearing heels, like, but why can't we make, like, flats that look almost the same as heels and just aren't heels? And I feel like we really don't. As a society, flats are not the cutest. And we're just, like, the expectation is for women to wear heels, regardless of what me and you wear, because obviously we don't dress up very much. But, like, is that not crazy that we're just, like, for years, hundreds of years,
same with tight
women
clothing
are just okay
and
with
bras.
Being uncomfortable, like crazy.
Yeah, that's how it's always been.
So I'm fed up with Tom Sandoval. Nothing new. He just has to be the most insufferable human I've ever had to witness on a TV screen. Nick Vial just had him on the Vial Files. Him and Tom Schwartz, and, like, everyone in the room is painfully uncomfortable with him being there. Like, there is no one in his head with a moral compass at all. Like, he still has not comprehended what he's done. He, like, it's truly not hard to go on a podcast or, you know, his own podcast, especially that one, because you're the one editing it in control of the narrative, and to still, every time I'm listening to anything you say, I hate you even more. Like, how have you not somehow tried to dig yourself out of this hole yet? How does anyone sit in the same room as him?
I don't know. I truly
insufferable. Like, it's so bad.
I won't even listen. Good news, and that's for why I'm scared for Vanderpump. He's not in the first episode at all.
Thank God.
There you go.
Thank God.
Spoiler alert. He's not in it. So, yeah, he drives me insane. I can't even listen to that podcast. My next one is anything ASMR. I don't want you silent reviewing products. I don't want this noise. I don't. It's a sensory thing for me. I can't. The sound of chewing, the sound of, like, saliva, the sound of tapping. I'm just not an ASMR girly, and I feel like it's making a weird comeback, and I'm over it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want you to silently review. How about you just tell me if you like the product instead of tip-tapping your way through the review?
Especially because, or when they're, like, silently reviewing books, which isn't necessarily the ASMR, but, like, I can't really tell by your face or facial expressions exactly what you mean.
I just hate that so much. But even, like, I feel like in regular videos, people for a while were, like, tapping on their skincare and makeup before putting it on, and I'm just like, please stop.
I have had enough of Qdoba not existing everywhere, like Chipotle. I think it's kind of rude. Qdoba is the only one out of Moe's, Chipotle, and, like, I feel like any restaurant like this that does not charge you extra for queso or guac, yet we have less of these stores everywhere. The one in Erie, shut down.
It's because they just aren't as well known as Moe's and Chipotle. That's the thing.
Yeah, and I don't think that's fair.
Well, get on there. Get a Qdoba sponsorship and spread the word.
I would love to. So good.
I really feel that strongly about a lot of things. Like, I feel like Bolle should be everywhere. I feel like soft serve ice cream should be a bigger thing down here. I'm, like, annoyed that we don't have more soft serve ice cream in Florida.
Really?
At least where I live, it's all hard ice cream everywhere.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Sad. Okay. The next one on my list, and I don't want to get in a fight about it, is Travis and Kit Taylor.
Okay with having enough of them. I get that part. It's the, like, hopping on the bandwagon of, oh, it's not real. And it's just like,
oh, it's not hopping on the bandwagon. I have thought this since day one. I have said this, that I do not think it is real. I think it's very real on her end. And I think maybe he has grown to like her now. I do not think he started dating her for the right reasons.
But he
and I
started
stand by that.
It all. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, because she's, like, extremely famous.
Well, yeah.
I just, like, and also,
so like, he started blowing up.
I'm not mad
year.
At Taylor for being at the games. I'm annoyed with the NFL for showing her every 5 seconds. It's not her fault.
Like, as a business standpoint, like, that's why it's, yes, the football lovers are watching it for football. There has been
a
rise in consumers, like,
but
crazy.
I'm
so,
sick,
of course, they're going to keep showing
her. I'm sick of seeing the, like, fake, crazy reactions when anyone does anything. And, oh, my God, we're going to jump
though.
Up
Have you
and
seen
down.
Who's... Miles Teller's wife just posted a TikTok, and anytime anything happens, they're all, like, high-fiving everyone in the room and going crazy. Like, that's just what they do up there.
No, I just don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch them in their millions of dollar box. Show me the fans in the crowd that are shirtless in freezing weather and jumping up and down. Like, that's what I want to see. I do not want to see. I'm sorry. I don't care.
It's okay. That opinion I'm fine with. I just feel like there's been lots of content that I'm like, I mean, it seems very real.
I mean, it can seem as real as you want. I'm not, like, I hope for her sake it's real, because I don't mind her. I can't stand him. I cannot stand him and Patrick Mahomes. I've always said that. I think they're scummy people.
Wait,
as far as the way they
handle
things.
Can we tell the story of why our grandma is obsessed with Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know the full detail, you say it.
There was one time where my grandma told me that Patrick Mahomes added her on Facebook, and I was like, Grandma, I don't think that that's, like, the real Patrick Mahomes. No, it is. He talks to me all the time.
So
I'm like,
she,
okay. She's like, he's so sweet. I have no idea what she's talking about.
Has to watch every Chiefs game for her friend Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. She's fully convinced that he added her on Facebook.
I just can't. Did you see, like, the videos of them kicking the Ravens stuff and just, like... the way they talk and ugh, they're just.
Well, yeah, but then they just did a. I was literally just scrolling on TikTok and that the New Heights like video came up on TikTok, and even it, like Jason was the one saying like that's an unwritten rule in the NFL. Like the Ravens player was doing that out of spite of them. Like you are supposed to stay out of the QB's way, like warming up that and. Like he was 100%.
It's the way they handled it. Like they don't have to kick it. They don't have to. Like nobody else would have done that. Like
I don't know if that's true. Jason said that. Like,
yeah. I don't know. I just don't think they're great. That was mine. Go ahead.
Just the driving in general in Miami and just Florida. I mean, Florida's okay. Bad. Miami's worse. But
I'll piggyback. Mine is distracted drivers specifically. Yeah. People drifting into my lane because they're on their phone, or not going on a green light because they're on their phone, or people just like not paying attention and like daydreaming and then slamming on their brakes at the last second on the highway. You know, I'm over just that all stuff. Of that,
yeah, I agree. It's, you know, it's really not hard. Like, I feel like you almost have to try to get into an accident. Like, if you drive like a normal human being, it's. That's but I'm saying, like,
everyone has to drive like a normal human being. Yes. And they don't.
That's what I'm saying. Obviously, like, if someone else is doing something stupid, then yes, you have to react to that. But I'm saying if everyone were to just drive, like, you really don't have, you don't have to be, like, stickler driver's test driver every time you're on the road. But, like, it's not hard to just get to where you're at, like, from point A to point B, like, very easily and safely.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I agree with you there. I think the drivers here are some of the worst, so
they have to be. I was just talking about this. I don't even know. We were watching like the D'Amelio show, and I looked at Justin and I said, I'm gonna teach our kids to drive. But I was like, actually, I loved what our parents did with me. What? Compared to you,
the driving school.
Yes, because then neither of the parents, like, none of my parents taught me how to drive, because you used to fight with mom and dad so much when they were trying to teach you how to
drive. I think it's also, though, like, I'm their first kid driving, so that's the first time they've had to teach someone to drive, and they got very stressed. But
I feel like that happens. I'm not saying it's just you. I'm saying, like, I feel like anyone from parent to kid, I feel like that's almost always the storyline and the dynamic.
I mean, I took driver's ed, and, like, they taught me how to drive as well, but you didn't have that option, so that's why.
No, I fully had a man come to my house. I would get in the car with him, and we'd drive around Erie.
Yeah, see, for driver's ed, like, you would practice parking in the parking lot. You would practice driving with a driving instructor. But
you're also, like, in school. Like, there's kids around you. It wasn't, no, like, mine was fully one-on-one. Yeah, but it was just you?
No, there were a couple other people. Like, when I drove with someone, it was one instructor and me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with the drivers down here. I don't know how they could be so bad. I don't know if it's because they, but they had, like,
well, that's the other thing, is, like, weather, right. Like, you don't have to worry about snow.
But you have rain every now and then. Pretty serious rain, and people don't know how to drive in it. You think they would.
But, yeah.
Maybe it's just because so much of Florida is, well, not Miami as much. Miami people are Miami people, but a lot of Florida is big on tourism, so I feel like people come from all over where there's different styles of driving, and then it just creates chaos on the roads. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of.
Maybe.
But like, I mean, I do know that the rules are less strict. I feel like I drive the same here
as I do Erie. Like,
the rules are less strict. Like, people do not get pulled over down here.
Not for ever. Speeding.
So it's like people know that and they can just drive however they want.
But I don't think speeding's the issue. That's not the thing that bothers me on the road. It's everything else.
If you're driving poorly up north, changing lanes and slamming on your, like, you'll get pulled over. You will not get pulled over down here doing that.
I guess there's just, like, not really cops hanging out on the side of the road anywhere to, like, see it.
Oh, there are. I don't know what they do, though.
Oh, really? Oh.
Half the time, they're empty cop cars. They're just, like, a fake threat.
Yeah.
All right. My last one. Oh, no. I have two more. Sorry. I have excess. I just want to throw away everything I own. Excess clothing. Excess skincare. Excess. Like, I want to find one thing that I love. I want to wear it every single day. Well, not like clothing wise, but like I want to find like a couple of products that I love and that's it. Same with makeup, skincare, clothes, like everything. There's just too much stuff. Consumerism is like out of control, and like ads for everything. Like, I just am very overwhelmed lately with just stuff. Like, I just want to get rid of everything. And live a more minimal lifestyle.
I mean, yeah, you especially, I feel like you keep just a lot more in general. And like,
yeah, hopes I'm not, of trying I need it out you one day to come like, over and be like, it's okay to get rid of that. Because
I'm telling you right now, I'm giving you permission. It's okay.
I know, but like random things. Like if mom made me like something with her Cricut and I know I will never wear it, I just feel bad. I can't get rid of it. Or if like someone it's bought okay me something and I don't like it.
You're never going to use it.
I know, but I need that reminder, you know?
My next one is I'm over the sugar daddies in my TikTok DMs asking if they can send me money instead of just sending me money.
Okay, they don't know how. You don't give them your Venmo. They probably
no, would. But like it has to be some sort of a scam though. So like what are they getting out of it? There's no way you're
to be
just
able to say
all
they're
of
sending you,
you
money. I don't know.
Steven, Austin, David, like there's no way you're all about to just send me $500 weekly or $5,000 weekly.
Okay, here's what you should
just
do.
Just because.
Maybe set up like a separate PayPal so that way like nothing happens.
And just see who sends it.
See. Yeah, I don't know. It's worth a shot.
Like if you're really willing to just send me money, just send me money.
They need to know how.
But like everything, I feel like you if you look up my name, I mean, I guess they want to. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's some sort of a scam, but
they want you to answer them.
I just don't know how
all,
they're scamming.
Likely. All right. Yeah. Well. My last one is people yelling at me in public, and I have a couple of stories about this. Number one, we were in Walmart on Gabby's Coast. Ooh, I'm so sorry, Lola. I did not mean to smoke you with my laptop. We were in Walmart and I was just minding my own business. There was a lot of people with carts and everybody was kind of just like, again, bad drivers are the same with carts in stores that over there. And this woman was like, there was a break where she was like stopped because the person in front of her was stopped. So we quickly made a beeline over to the aisle and she was like, I know you saw me there. And I was like, yeah, she's like, and you still walked in front of me. I'm like, ma'am. You were fully stopped.
First of all, we're in Walmart. We're not like on the street at a red light.
Yeah, like all I did was walk in front of her where she was fully stationary. And she like just yelled at me. And then I turned around and looked at her and she like wouldn't look at me. I'm like, if you can yell at me, you can make eye contact with me. Another scenario, a couple months ago in Panera, I feel like I've told this story on the podcast for sure, but I ordered food. I was on lunch break at work and there was a Panera near work and I ordered food and I ordered an iced coffee. And when you eat there, their iced coffee has free refills, okay? And so I was pouring out like a little bit of the cream and just like putting in more iced coffee. And the woman behind the counter and her two little friends that were working with her behind the counter started screaming at me across the restaurant to tell me that that was a water cup and I wasn't allowed to use it to fill it with coffee. It is not a water cup. I have my receipt. I bought an iced coffee. I'm just filling it up with more coffee. She didn't care. She didn't want to see my receipt. She just kept screaming at me. The whole restaurant was looking at me, mortified, for no reason. Like, why?
Yeah, literally
do you
no
care?
Reason.
Like, I literally, it wasn't a water cup. I don't know what to tell you. Then the other day, Sean's parents got me a bracelet for Christmas at Pandora. And I went to see if I could get the sizing adjusted or whatnot and like see what else they had there if I wanted to get another charm, whatever. And the woman takes my bracelet out of the box and she's like, we can't return this. It's broken. I was like, I haven't worn this. And Sean was with me and he was like, she literally hasn't worn this yet because it's too big. Like she literally has had it in this box since she opened it. And the girl was like, well, and she was just like so rude about it. And I was like, I promise you, like I did not wear this. And she like fixed it and like shoved it back. I'm like, okay, so you broke it when you just grabbed it and tried to open it. Like, do not gaslight me. And then I think because she saw that we were exchanging instead of like purchasing, which by the way, I did end up spending some money because I'll show you later, Gab. I like switched out some pieces on it. But she like passed it off to her coworker to deal with because she obviously thought she wasn't going to make commission on it, I guess, or something. I'm just like, you know, you don't need to be rude, especially if you work at the place that I'm going and spending my money at. You do not need to be rude.
Right.
The random lady in Walmart, maybe she was just having a bad day. Maybe. Something tells me that's her personality, but maybe she was having a bad day. The people
but
that work at these businesses.
Where you're a customer.
And I'm like being nice. Like I understand if you're like, if someone's being rude to you, you kind of have full reign to like be rude back. But I was being nice. And I will never step foot in that Panera again because I'm mortified. So. That's my story there.
My last one is just that I'm over how much I have to pee now that I'm drinking more water. Like, I'm trying to do something better for my body, and the pros and cons are just, you know, the cons are almost outweighing the pros. I can't say I've really seen benefits of drinking this much water.
I like it. I feel like it's cleansing my body by going to the bathroom that often.
I mean, I guess, yeah, but like sometimes it is just too much. But okay. That concludes my list. That's all of yours, right?
Yes. So let's go through and read from the gram. Well,
the first response is, I've had enough about people complaining about, or people finding anything to complain about. Unfortunately, you may hate this episode.
Okay, no, because she complained about something too. So like, it is what it is. I'm going to start from the bottom. You can start from the top. Do you want to read a real one, or do you want me to go?
You go.
Okay, well, rude people, which we just talked about. I've had enough of school. Same. It has been 27 years of my life, so me too.
These two are very much so at you. One says, people being upset about Travis and Taylor, like, who cares, move on, let them be happy. And another one says, people get mad at Taylor Swift for being shown at games, as if she's choosing that. So,
no, I'm not mad at her. I'm mad at the NFL. And I am annoyed with Taylor and Travis. I think that it's been blown out of proportion. There are other couples that I, like, want to hear about more. Speaking of weird couples, did you see Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper are dating?
Oh, I feel like I've seen that a while ago, yes.
Bizarre.
It is. Very bizarre. Interesting.
Inflation. Same.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, my gosh. The grocery store is where I see it. Like, I feel like on a weekly basis, things are getting more expensive. I can't get over it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yep, bad drivers. I agree. People also agree. But this one says, glow up trends where the first pick is them as a kid. Like, of course you look different. Yes and no. Because I feel like I have some baby pictures where it's like, there's a big glow up there. Like, you go through an awkward phase. So like, yeah, of course you're growing up, but I feel like there are scenarios where like a glow up happened since you were a kid.
I can kind of see what they're saying though. There are some trends where people like,
yes, there's times where I'm like, you literally just aged a few years.
Yeah. People giving their unsolicited advice. Yes, especially on social media. If I am not asking for advice, which I do all the time, actually, like I'll ask for advice in YouTube videos or stories, whatever. But if I'm not, girly pop,
well, I don't want it. People say it's the absolute worst with becoming a mom, and I can only imagine. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
Everyone swears they know better. But it's like, sure. Just say it nicely or literally don't say it at all and raise your kid however you want.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the people in the universe, clearly a lot of other people raise them how they want, so.
This one is true. People hating cats when they've never had one. I feel like cats do get a bad rap.
They really do. I agree.
Like, I don't see myself ever having a cat, but I don't hate them. Like, I wish Rita liked me more.
She would if you spent more time with her. That's really what it is. Cats aren't like dogs. She liked everyone as a kitten, and then she just, like, got a little bit sassy with age. This one says, judgy people. I'm over not being able to post what I want because of the hate. I do agree. I feel like half the time you can't say or do anything anymore on the internet without someone. Like, there's a difference between being outrightly offensive about something and just someone not liking what you're doing. Like, mm-hmm. If you don't like what I'm doing, that's totally fine. But you don't have to nitpick. I mean, I'm lucky. I really don't get a lot of internet hate. But I feel like people come out of the woodworks on weird things like Instagram Reels. Someone will come out and just like say something on those that's like so offhand and you don't even know the person.
Well, I just did a sound TikTok thing that I posted a TikTok about this too, but there's like an app where you can get paid to use sounds. And the trend was to like the song something about good side. So it was like showing how you feel like on your good side versus your bad side. And on my bad side, I use like obviously like an ugly effect. And on my good side, I use that like makeup effect. And the artist of the song like reposted my video. So it went to like their whole audience, and I think it's so funny the people that like try to hate and they're like, good side, all you did was put on makeup. I was like, actually, I did absolutely nothing. I used an effect both times. Like, the people that like don't even know what they're saying but just like want to be rude to like just want to hate on social media. Like, yeah. You don't look cool. And also, now you look stupid because everyone else can clearly see that it's an effect on my face. Like, I didn't even do my makeup.
Someone else said Taylor Swift. Yes. Again, it's not even her. It's the media just blowing her out of proportion. $7 coffees. Yeah, I agree with this.
Yeah.
Speaking of inflation, when did, like, iced coffee drinks all everywhere become expensive?
Because it's, like, trendy. So okay, I feel like they know people will buy it.
It's been around enough. We can lower the price.
This one says not supporting local coffee shops or local places in general. And I feel like where I live has none.
No, that's why you need to come over here. We have a ton.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. I have none. Like, I wish I could go to a more local. Well, we don't really go to coffee shops anymore because we love making coffee with our Nespresso. But, like, I wish I had a little, like, local
chains
cafe.
Where you are.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. fully.
A lot of people saying trends. I will say the whole mob wife era thing.
I don't even understand that.
No, a fur coat. Like, just say fur coats are in. I'm also sick of, like, okay, here's a trend. Now here's another trend. Here's another trend. Here's another trend. Guess who's done with trends? Me. I'm buying basic clothes that I feel good in. And that's that. Because I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't with the trends. They move too quickly anyways. I'm over it.
This one says, my in-laws overstaying their welcome. I am so sorry for you. But also, like, make your husband handle it.
This one says, Stanley's. They're overpriced, they leak when tipped over, and the handle looks ugly. See, I will say, I am a big Simple Modern fan because this holds ice better than any of the expensive cups that I have. And I got this baby on Amazon, and it's 40 ounces, and I drink so much water with this.
No, I agree. I'm also a Stanley hater. That's why I said this one's gifted, because I don't see myself ever buying one, because, like, I can't put this in anything. I can't. If I have to bring it somewhere, I have to hold it upright. Like,
oh, see, yeah, this is leak-proof. It doesn't spill.
There's one that I just saw. I think it's called the Hydro Jug. That one looks like, I've seen that it, like, the straw flips up. The straw is, like, rubbery, so you can chew on it, for anyone that likes, like, that sensory sensation thing. Yeah. But, like, because the straw folds down, you can turn it upside down and not worry about spilling. So you can actually, like, put it in something. But this one was gifted to me. I felt like I just had to use it, so I did.
I mean, it's super cute. I just, yeah. Mm-hmm. This one says, people walking slowly in the middle of the sidewalk. That mm-hmm. is a pet peeve of mine.
People walking slowly anywhere. I am such a power walker because it's like,
we all have somewhere. My thing is just when they're taking up the aisle, like, move over. If you want to walk slow, like, that's totally fine.
I don't care if you walk slow, but don't get in front of me walking slow. In an airport, actually, this is the biggest one. Like, I know in an airport, we all have somewhere to be. Why are you going five people across just casually?
It's a lack of awareness of what's happening around them.
Yes. Okay.
Same with the distracted drivers, too. Like,
yes.
This one cracks me up. It says, having to spend money to hang out with friends. Why can't we just play house? No, I do agree, though, that, like, as you get older, it's impossible. People don't want to just, like, hang out at your house. And I love that. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to do. I don't want to spend money.
Night,
don't want to go out to lunch. Don't want to go out to dinner every time. Yeah. Like, let's just stay in and play games. Yeah, I 1,000% agree with that. Wired
people
bras.
Making fun those of people for repeating outfit. Do people do that?
Yeah,
people, I guess maybe like in a school setting, people would make fun of. I feel like I wore the same thing to school all the time. I've been in this outfit for like 3 days straight, so make fun of me all you want. I'm gonna continue outfit repeating. I don't care.
I am going to work on even more outfit repeating because I'm gonna have a staple closet instead of. I'm going to have somewhat of a capsule wardrobe, if you will. Wired bras. I haven't worn a wired bra in years. This one kills me. It says, my boss, you know.
There's another one up here that's like the management at my job. And I feel like that's like a pretty normal thing. That it's just, again, kind of like the worker to customer ratio, like. They're working for you. And I feel like there's so many scenarios where it's not a good relationship between boss.
It's not difficult. If you treat people well, they will treat you well. A lot of people saying working 9 to 5, working 40 hours a week. I fully stand by, as a society, we should have a 4-day work week instead of a 5. I don't know who we need to talk to about this. Weekends are too short. It's still, you know, you're working more than you're not if you all work 4 days. But, like, let's work on everybody working.
Or at least how, like, in Italy where the whole everything shuts down for, like, an hour or so at lunch for everyone to go take a nap. Like, we just need more. We need more life in our life. No, but you know what I'm saying. Like, actually in Europe, like,
they have longer holidays, too.
Like, they just live life there. They're not so, like, they don't spend every waking second just working and trying to make enough money to live.
Yeah, I have a couple more that are like hustle culture, putting too much stress or work on yourself. I agree. Oh, the influencer tap on skincare and makeup products. Is that the nail thing? Yes. I was talking about? Yes, yes, I agree, girlfriend.
All right, I think we've met each other in the middle. I feel like we've gone through all of them, but
this effing job market, that one cracks me up. A couple people said winter and snow. I could totally see that too.
Yeah, that was me before I moved. We
my roommate it. Oh, should we do Ooh. Another roommate one where I people feel like talk about that's always that?
A good one.
All right, well, thank you guys for writing in. That was really fun. I hope you guys feel better.
Feel good. Like, sometimes complaining, actually most of the time complaining is okay.
Yeah.
As long as it's not overboard.
Yeah, sometimes exactly.
Sometimes you just need to let it out.
Like, it's therapeutic to just let it out. I agree.
Yeah.
Is it bad that all I want for dinner is my Ninja Creamy? Maybe because my throat hurts, like, ice cream just sounds good. I ate so much of that soup that I just... Yeah, I was going to make maybe chicken nuggets and sweet potato fries, but I don't have the energy.
We're making a Italian chicken sausage beef cavatappi HelloFresh for dinner tonight.
We had that last night.
Was it good?
Yeah. Just don't eat it too fast. I'll give you a bellyache. We both had bellyaches because we housed it.
Yeah, I was going to say that's you guys with everything you eat.
Yeah, we were really, really, really hungry by the time we ate it. Alrighty. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. What do you got the rest of the night? You just chilling?
I might edit a video, see how far I can get with that. Then I just got to do a few little like house stuff. We got a bunch of new seasonings that I need to put in their cute little organized containers.
Nice.
Do some dishes and then cook dinner.
I'm going to take Lola on a walk, read in the hot tub, make my Ninja Creamy, and go to bed, probably.
Enjoy.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you next week on Outgoing.
Without going out.
Bye.